All of us here at the Ticket have homes. I know you thought some of us lived in caves, but that's just a rumor. Most of us have nice homes, but Georgie takes home ownership to a whole new level.
Greetings, distinguished and honored guest, and welcome to Dunham Manor. Dunham Manor was constructed in 1995 on 265 scenic acres and sits atop Dunham Hill, overlooking Dunham Lake and nestled in between Dunham Links and the spectacular Dunham Black Hill Forest. As you enter the foyer, you will notice the Waterford crystal floors, walls, ceiling, and accompanying chandelier. Moving to the right, you will step into the first of four dining areas. Note the craftsmanship of the old English table and gaze at the centerpiece of the table. A hermetically sealed, half-eaten, regurgitated lucky hot dog from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, commemorating the night of debauchery in New Orleans between the cowboy owner and Lord Dunham. As we stroll in a northward direction, you'll pass through the exotic bird and plant-laden atrium and into Lord Dunham's kitchen. The kitchen is made of English stone from Westminster Abbey and the pots and pans of sterling silver, perfect for mixing up George's favorite dish, Rice Krispie Treats. Open up the platinum refrigerator and notice the extremely high fat content of all the foods, a good indication of how Lord Dunham has yachted up to nearly 300 pounds. Now we move into the spacious living area, where you will find just a hint of Lord Dunham's electrifying rare art collection. The original Venus de Milo is Lord Dunham's prized possession, and resting comfortably next to it is Lady Dunham's favorite piece, a genuine ceramic replica of Randy the concerned neighbor's penis. And now we move to Hearth's Edge, where Lord Dunham spends most evenings lounging, filling his expansive belly with ale and spiced meats. Notice the 3-foot sword given to him by the Prime Minister of India after a tiger hunting expedition. Ironically enough, it's the same sword used to stab both Hank Dickinson and Bill Mercer squarely in the back to further his broadcasting career. Passing Van Gogh's Starry Nights, which Lord Dunham purchased for 62 million francs, we will move into the trophy room. A 20-by-20-foot gold-plated case houses the 1999 and 2002 Charity Challenge on Ice trophies. A separate platinum case, covered in diamonds and pecan-encrusted mashed potatoes, houses all of the trophies from the University of North Texas, Lord Dunham's alma mater. Unfortunately, the trophy case is completely empty, but Lord Dunham still holds out hope. Now look behind the life-size painting of Matt Simon, and you will now enter into the infamous side room. Notice the soundproof walls, the lotions, oils, perfumes, and incense surrounding the heart-shaped bed. The side room is permanently stocked with exotic pornography and a keg of the finest ale. Mixmaster Mike from the Beastie Boys will be spinning and scratching all of Lord Dunham's favorite tunes. Special evenings will find Lord Dunham dressed in nothing but leather briefs, a dog collar, and a Pulp Fiction ball strapped in his mouth. The side room is a sin bin where one can escape the rigors of broadcasting and lose oneself in violent self-gratification. Sneak out the back way past the strobe light and board the elevator to floor 6 of Dunham Manor.